It's continuing coverage of AGWSR girls basketball with head coach David Cope. Cougars fall 49-48 here on the home court to Hampton-Dumont Cal here tonight. And coach, what a battle this was here. Two good teams going at it. Battle of undefeated teams. You guys had a chance there at the very end. Unfortunately, just not able to get that last second shot to fall here. What are kind of the initial takeaways now that you've kind of had a few minutes to kind of soak this one in, you know?
Yeah, no, it was a great game. That's the best atmosphere in this gym in a while, and I hope that's how it is every night. The fans were great. The student section was great. At the end, it was just kind of a guessing game, you know, 11 seconds left. I really thought they were going to switch man, and they stuck with their 2-3 zone, and we kind of had two plays drawn up, but it was kind of just try to look for a shot, see what we can get, and it's just a guessing game there at the end. But we played a great game. Can't fault the effort on the defensive end. We followed the game plan well. The Valley girls almost had 30 points together, the two twins, and I thought they had to earn all 30 points of that, and Trevin and Tori and Piper did a great job locking those two down, and we really made them earn it tonight, and we were a point short.
Yeah, when it comes to some of the scoring here tonight, going back to the stat sheet here, Josie Cooper was really being guarded hard, right? I mean, she finishes with 6 points. I want to say that's probably a season low for her. How are you guys maybe not quite able to get her going as well as you hope? Because obviously, you know, she's an integral part of your guys' game plan, right?
Yeah. I think her effort tonight doesn't show up on the stat sheet quite as much as it could have. She had 6 points, but I'm sure she had over 5 blocks. She was getting boards on defense, and she was just that post presence. You know, tonight they did a great job making sure there was two girls on her in the 2-3, and they made us hit outside shots, and I thought down the stretch we did. You know, Ella hit those back-to-back threes, and I thought the roof was going to blow off of this place, and that's awesome, and it was a great atmosphere, and Josie just had a tough night trying to get the ball into her because they were in a 2-3 zone, but we did a great job shooting it and making them extend out of that. So it happens on night to night. Friday night, I'm sure we'll see some type of zone again from GR, and we'll just work these next 2 days on what we can do to beat that better, but we'll be ready to go again Friday night.
Yeah, you bet, and certainly a big moment, as you mentioned, with those two made three-pointers back-to-back by Ella Deemer. Unofficially, I had her perfect from the field. Maybe you had something different,
yep.
But 3-for-3 for her tonight, so one of the players in double figures, kind of a role player for you guys, right? Not necessarily the type of player that's going to stand out off the stat sheet too much, but when you can have production like that up and down the lineup, I have to imagine that's you have to take that as a positive, right?
Yeah. Three girls in double figures tonight, two girls with more than five, and that's where we got to get. You know, our goal is to hold teams under 40 and get above 50, and good things will happen, and we were right in that range there tonight, and when we can get production out of Tori and Ella, like you said, and Claire when she can get some points, and Briley Henze and Carly Hoodra off the bench didn't have any tonight, but they came in, and Briley Henze had that big rebound right before halftime, and Trevin got a layup out of it, and they do the little things for us just to give a few minutes players breaks for a few minutes, and it doesn't always show up on the stat sheet, but our girls play with heart and hustle, and that's all I can ask out of them.
And to have one of these games under your belts now, you know, where it comes down to literally the very last second, the last possession, you know, what does that mean for this team as you move forward and develop now as you get deeper and deeper into the season?
Yeah, I think it gives us a lot of confidence, especially going into Friday night with the first conference game. Coming into tonight, I was pretty nervous just because we're playing a bigger class school now that has had success and was undefeated, and I didn't know how we'd compete with them. And I thought from the start, you know, both teams really set the tone and kind of at a fast pace, and we kept up well, and I thought we did a great job. They only scored 5 points in the second quarter, but we gave up 22 in the third, and we can't let that happen for us to be successful. We got to keep teams in that 10-15 point range in a quarter, and we just turned it over a little too much and didn't make enough free throws down the stretch to win tonight.
All right. Last week you told me that this was going to be kind of a defining week for your program, right? Unfortunately, I'm not able to come out on top here tonight, but, you know, number 13-1 at Gladbrook Rhinebeck coming up on the road here on Friday night. What's it going to take to hopefully come out of this week now 1-1?
Yeah, no, it's going to take the same thing we did tonight. You know, tonight we just came up a point short. We played, like I said, they scored 49 points, but I thought they had to earn every one of those points tonight. And we just came up a point short. Friday night's going to be another battle to start conference play, and I don't know that the conference champion this year for the NICL West is going to have an undefeated season. You know, everybody top to bottom has a good team with a lot of experience, and GR is going to be the same Friday night, and we'll just see what happens and play our best.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
No, it was a great crowd. I appreciate everybody coming out. You know, every school has a live stream, but it's way better to come watch in person, even with a tough loss like this tonight. Confidence has always been there, and we're going to continue to shoot it with confidence, and good things are going to continue to happen for us.
All right, AGWSR girls basketball coach David Cope, thank you so much for the time tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it.